My name is Luke Mann. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 24th, 2018. Today I'm speaking with Jason Mann, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, my first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like as a child?
My family moved all over. So we lived in the Pacific Northwest. We lived in Idaho. We lived in Oregon. We lived in Washington. We also lived some in the Southeast. So when you move around a lot, there's certain challenges and certain fun things that are involved with that.
Mm-hmm. How many times did y'all move?
We moved 8 times from the time I was born till I was in the 12th grade. And, you know, I had 2 older brothers and we're a very close family. So, again, lots of fun things and different climates, different weather things. One thing that we did, even when we lived in the Northwest, we would always come back to Lake Martin here in Alabama and would spend our summers with my grandparents every summer in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard to, like, move high schools and, like, adjust to, like, different friend groups and stuff?
It wasn't, I guess it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard either. Played a lot of sports, so when you kind of get accepted onto teams, it's easier to meet people, and you're able to kind of be involved with a group right off the bat, just from your association with sports.
Okay, the World Wide Web was invented in 1991. What was your experience with it?
We didn't do a lot with the computers or the web when it was first introduced. We were just starting to get some basic programs that you could utilize, but they were really just on the computers themselves. So I'd taken some classes in computers when I was in college, but again, it was just basic programming and basic things that you would do on the computer itself. And then we started using that a little bit more in work environment. We started using emails to communicate with each other, and then we started utilizing the web. But it was well after our first use with computers.
Did you ever think it'd be like anywhere near what it is today?
I didn't think it would be anywhere close to what it is today. I remember helping our company develop its first website and people thinking that was a waste of time, that we were actually spending time, you know, developing a site that people would come look at on the web. I mean, there's just very little traffic and very few people that did that. So not only was it a, you know, something that not many people did, no one or not many people had the, you know, the vision of what it would become.
Did you remember when things like Google started coming out where it kind of popularized the web?
Yeah, the first one I really remember, I mean, AOL was out there, and then Yahoo was the first one that really kind of came out there that was kind of the, kind of right before Google. So it was the one that you really started using search terms and to be able to look stuff up easily. Yahoo really was kind of the pioneer in that space.
So why do you think Google became more popular than Yahoo, if Yahoo was first?
That's a good question, and I really think that Google spent a lot of time anticipating where things were going. So they made things easier for folks to search. And they were just smarter on the algorithms as far as giving answers to what people were trying to figure out. Yahoo seemed like they were trying to make more money off of it. They were trying to sell ad space. Or Google, it was all about the search.
Okay. And what was one of your happiest memories growing up?
We were a very, very close family, so, you know, a lot of our trips and vacations were always happy memories, but going snow skiing for the first time with my family was definitely one of my happiest memories. It was, you know, a lot of falling and learning how to snow ski, but just being the 5 of us out there, out in Sun Valley, Idaho, skiing for the first time, that was definitely one of my happiest memories.
How often would y'all go snow skiing?
Once we learned how to snow ski, we started going snow skiing. We'd get season passes, so we'd literally go 30 to 40 times a season. Yeah.
That's cool. And if there's like one thing you go back and change, what would it be?
I wouldn't change a lot because I think you really have to learn from the mistakes that you make. And I think that's very important as you become an adult, is to really learn from you know, anything that you don't do correctly.
Yep.
I guess just in a general sense, anytime I was mean to someone or, you know, disappointed someone, yep, I would definitely like to go back and change that. But I do think it's more important that you really just learn from your mistakes, because yep, none of us are perfect.
Yeah, that's true. And what do you remember about, like, 9/11?
Just incredibly sad, and in a weird way, incredibly patriotic too. You saw the country not worry about, you know, whether you're a, you know, Republican or a Democrat, or, you know, race or sex or anything else.
Yeah.
Everyone was an American at that point. So I mean, as bad as the event was, it was really neat to see how the country really came together, and you know, there was a spirit about, you know, being an American at that time.
Kind of just united us.
Definitely united us, and you know, you saw things like, you know, people giving blood, and you know, firefighters from every state going up to,
yeah,
you know, to help out. So anything that people could do, even if it was small tasks, they were definitely trying to do.
So where were you when it happened?
I was actually on my way to work, and I heard it on the radio, and I called your mom, and I asked her about it, and she was watching it. She was watching the news of it, and then I got to my office, and we had a TV on, and there was just a bunch of us around the conference room, and we were just all just kind of speechless. So yep, we were just sitting there watching the events unfold, and we were just totally speechless.
Wow. Do you remember when the Challenger blew up?
Yes, it was in the mid-1980s.
So what was your initial reaction to that?
It was interesting, because that was the one that they had two people that were non-NASA folks that, yeah, were on that flight. And one of the people that was in our high school, a teacher from our high school, actually tried to be in that position, oh, really? That non-civilian thing. So it really kind of brought it home from a personal level that was, you know, that could have been him.
Yeah. So why do you think NASA reached out to almost an inexperienced person to...
Well, I don't think that had anything to do, obviously, with what went wrong, but I'm not exactly sure why NASA did that, other than just maybe trying to get more of a universal,
yeah,
you know, approach or experience for someone that was kind of outside of that regular astronaut,
yeah,
grouping.
Just show that almost anyone can really get into space, and that NASA has the technology to... You think?
Yeah. And again, I think it did make it a little bit even sadder that was the first yeah, time that had been tried, and obviously was not successful.
Yeah. Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Again, I played a lot of sports with my older brothers. Mm-hmm. So pretty much anything that was in season, I wanted to be that sport. Yeah. So whether it was a tennis player or a shortstop or a football player or a basketball player, I definitely, you know, had visions and hopes to be, you know, a professional athlete. But probably more realistically, I saw and respected my grandfather quite a bit, and he owned a bank. So I think right when I was young, being a banker had a lot of appeal to me as well.
So when did you realize that you probably couldn't be a NBA basketball player? Or
when I didn't start for some of my teams, yeah, in high school, I kind of figured out that maybe the NBA and NFL would not be, yeah, calling me. So yeah, that was probably the time that I figured that out.
Mm-hmm. And how was your relationship with your grandfather?
I just totally respected him, had, mm-hmm, a very close relationship with him. He was extremely wise, very friendly, a patriarch of our family, and someone that I respected and idolized.
Mm-hmm. And did you get to see him a lot growing up?
Yeah, we lived out west, so I didn't get to see him a ton. But again, when we came back to Alabama every summer, we spent that whole summer at his lake house, and it was always a lot of fun, you know, being around him during those times.
Yes. Okay. So what memories did you have when Nixon was impeached as the president?
I think that was the first time that really taught me that our leaders are... Yeah, you know, there can be things wrong with leaders or with different people. Because, again, you always kind of look up to people like the president in different areas, especially back then in the, you know,
yeah,
late 60s, early 70s. You just kind of had more of a glamorized, you know, thinking of the present. I remember my dad and some of his friends, I could overhear them talking, you know, when the impeachment proceedings were going on. I just remember just overhearing those conversations and thinking, oh my gosh, our president's about to be taken away, or you know, something's going to happen to it. So it actually, for a younger person, it made me feel very uneasy that, you know, that this could be going on with the president of the United States.
Yeah, well. Okay, what were your thoughts on the Cold War?
You know, I really remember more about the end of the Cold War than I do kind of the beginning or the middle part. So I remember, you know, I was in college at the time, and you know, the Berlin Wall fell. And then, you know, Gorbachev came in and started changing the way things were done in Russia. And just those things, just, I mean, that you always thought of the, you know, Russia and that whole kind of Eastern Bloc over there being so powerful and being the ultimate enemy. And when some of those things started happening, it just changed the whole way that you thought of Russia and that whole Eastern Bloc.
Did it really have an impact on your life specifically, or?
It was interesting because, I mean, whether it was sporting events or just, you know, economic things, I mean, you just rooted against them so much. I mean, everything was, it was USA is great and Russia or any of
nationalism.
There's a lot of nationalism. I remember watching the hockey game when we beat Russia. There was no chance that we were supposed to win. Yeah. You could just see everyone chanting USA, and it was just such a pride, and people were so excited about it. A lot of that had to do not only with the sporting event, but the Cold War as well.
Kind of just brought us together.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, okay. So what impact have your parents had in your life?
My parents have impacted my life in just about every way. And I think more than anything else, they're role models of what I wanted to become when I became older.
Yeah.
As a father and as a husband, and from a family standpoint, family was always very important to them. And you know, I've seen that translate into my life, where family is very, very important to me as well. So it's maybe not all the tiny little things, it's more of the bigger things of just the integrity that they had, the love that they've had, the friendships that they've had, and just that inner core, what family means to them, are things that I just noticed about them, have appreciated about them, and have tried to, you know, emulate or really be just like them in those specific issues.
So fortunately, both your parents are still alive today. Is they still have impacts on your lives today?
Very much so. It's fun to talk to them. We share a lot of things, just from a, you know, from sporting teams that we like, or different things that we do, activities that we do. So it's just fun to talk to them. It's fun to still get their perspective on different things. And, you know, it's just fun just to have them, especially around holidays and different things when we get together. It's just great to have them as part of our world. And it's great to see them spend time with my children.
Yeah.
And that's a true blessing as well.
Yeah, so do you think that the way that they've treated their grandchildren will impact the way that you will treat your grandchildren?
I would hope so. I mean, I think with anything, you learn things that you want to do, and some different things that you do differently. So I definitely, you know, one of the things that my parents were always, they were always there. So they were, no matter what event we were at, no matter what was going on, they were there. And even with the grandchildren, even with my kids, they've done the same thing. They've tried to be there or be present in as many things as they could.
Okay, if you were to go back and give yourself some advice as a teenager, what would that be?
I would go back and I would tell my teenage self that the things that I think are so important in the moment probably are not going to be as important later on.
Yeah.
So some of the things that you obsess over or you think are so, you know, so important, maybe so dramatic, they really don't have any meaning in the longer frame of your life. So I would probably just say, just don't worry about some of the smaller things, and make sure that you get really good at the bigger things.
Yeah, okay.
And on top of that, I would tell my teenage self, when Apple stock came available, to buy a bunch of it.
So that is kind of interesting. What were your thoughts on, like, stocks, and did you ever get into it, or?
I didn't get into it a lot, but I did think about stocks. And you know, my grandfather was a banker, and my dad was actually sold stocks. So I did have a pretty good understanding of stocks, mm-hmm. and did see, you know, kind of the importance and you know the value of money and how people could be very successful in those types of markets.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.